Joining us right now is the Chief Deputy Whip of the Democratic leadership in the 116th Congress and newly appointed to the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Dan Kildee from the Flint area. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you joining us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks.
You've got some important duties there in Congress now, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work here, and I've had some responsibilities recently, but, you know, that's why I'm here, so I'm anxious to do it.
So you've got your pulse on what's going on in the House. Is there any room for negotiation? Is there any end in sight to this government shutdown?
Well, there are a couple of potential ways this ends. I hope that the Republicans in the Senate will take up the bills that the House has now passed to reopen government. We will pass the last of those pieces of legislation this morning. And so there, the Senate will have the full authority to send a bill to the president's desk to reopen government. I hope that's the path that they take. There's a lot of speculation that Mitch McConnell will not, he's the Senate Republican leader, will not put those bills on the Senate floor because the president wants to ensure that his full request for wall funding is included. We do include money for border security. We just want a more complete plan, and we don't want to build a vanity wall that won't stop the problems that we have at our southern border just in order for the president to basically complete a campaign pledge that he made while people were chanting in front of him during the 2016 campaign. That's not any way to govern. There's also some speculation that the president might declare a national emergency and use money that was intended to help the people of California recover from the fires or Puerto Rico from the storm and divert that money to build his wall. That obviously brings with it a lot of questions.
It does indeed, because then you're taking money from other places, as you said, for you know, victims of the fire in California, et cetera, that to build the wall and to do border security. Why do you suppose he's been reluctant to do that? Because he keeps saying, I can do it. I'm probably going to do it, but he hasn't done it yet. What's he waiting for?
Well, there's real disagreement, even within his own White House staff, about whether he has the authority. It's pretty clear to us that he does not. I mean, we, Congress, according to the Constitution, have the authority to make appropriations for federal money for specific purposes. The president does not have the authority to simply reach into the U.S. Treasury to fund his own whim. That is something that, you know, authoritarian dictators can do. But you can't do that in a democratic system with a constitutional government that says that there is a separation of powers and that there is a check and balance. The president doesn't get to appropriate money, spend it for whatever he likes, just because he can't get Congress to agree with his proposal. The real problem here, though, is that we have a disagreement over what border security should look like. We think we should use more technology and we should focus on enforcement and interdiction through every method, including significantly increasing support for ports of entry, where most of the drugs that he has been referenced come in. He doesn't want to do that. He'd rather build the wall. But even with that difference of opinion, he should not just be able to say, if you don't give me my way, I'm going to shut down the government. You know, we have agreement on all of the funding decisions for the federal government except one thing. And I don't think we should be in a position where we hold up the entirety of the federal government from doing its job because we can't settle an issue that we've been working on for a long time. Let's open government, and then we can have the argument. We can have the debate. We can submit those disagreements to the legislative process and see what we come up with. But this is just really like a petulant child who says, no, if I don't get everything I want, I'm not going to let the TSA do its job. I'm not going to let food inspectors do their job. I'm not going to let those things that we all agree we should fund continue. That's pure insanity.
Let me ask you this, Congressman. Why not let them have the wall? It's $5 billion. It's really not that much money in the grand scheme of things. Let them have the wall.
Well, first of all, it is a lot of money. $5 billion? I mean, this has been a White House talking point, that it's not very much money. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Do you know how many water systems we could fix in the United States? It took me a year to get $120 million to fix the Flint water system. And I had to persuade, cajole members of Congress that this was an important enough priority that we ought to do something. With $5 billion,
mm-hmm.
I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
We could go to 100 cities across America and ensure that they have clean drinking water. It is a lot of money, number one. Secondly, it's about the money in a sense, but it's also about what we do with it. Experts say this wall won't solve the problem. Donald Trump talked about a wall during his campaign. He had people chanting, build the wall. Of course, he promised that Mexico would pay for it, promised that they would pay for it. But we just don't want to build a wall because we would rather do something smart to protect the southern border. One of my colleagues, Abigail Spanberger, who is a new member of Congress, who's a CIA officer assigned to the southern border, assigned to tracking drug trafficking into the United States. And what she says is this won't do anything to stop drugs from coming into the U.S. because those drugs come in through the ports of entry, where we could increase technology to sniff those drugs, through shipping, through the U.S. mail, through tunnels. Let's actually solve the problem. The issue is there's this false notion that there's an argument over whether or not we should have border security. We are 100% in on border security. We want to spend money on border security. We just don't want to pretend that Donald Trump's cartoonish vision of what that looks like, his big, beautiful wall from sea to shining sea, is actually going to solve the problem, because it will not.
This partial government shutdown, soon to become the longest in U.S. history, really, because it's a partial government shutdown, hasn't had a major effect on most Americans. Now, obviously, if you get a government paycheck and you're due one today and you're not going to get it, that's a big deal. If you're trying to get something done in government and the office you need to deal with is closed, that is an inconvenience. Most of us, though, haven't really felt the pinch. When do you think that we'll reach the point where flights are grounded or government grinds to a complete halt? Are we heading in that direction?
We will, if we don't resolve this soon, because those employees who are dedicated federal employees, if they continue to be required, like, for example, TSA workers, if they're required to continue to do their work without a paycheck, many of them may just say, well, I'm done with this. I'm going to find another path that doesn't put me in a position where every couple of years the government shuts down and I don't get paid until it reopens. So that could happen. But let's be clear. It is a partial government shutdown, but the impact is going to be felt by every American, because while they may not be affected by the services that are no longer available in the near term, or they may not have a relative or friend or maybe themselves actually not getting paid, this shutdown creates uncertainty in our economy. It will slow down the U.S. economy. It will reduce the amount of investment that's taking place in this country, because this kind of uncertainty in the operations of the government is directly connected to our ability to have a stable economic system. So we're already seeing some of the economic impact of this shutdown that affects people well beyond people who are directly affected as a result of people not getting their paychecks.
One more bill coming up today in the House, you said, then that all goes to the Senate, and it's up to them then to determine whether or not to ratify what you're doing in the House, correct?
That's exactly right, and that needs to be, I think, very clearly stated. The House will now have done its job. We have, and this is important, the bills that we are sending to the Senate that we will pass the final one today, it's not the House bill that was passed back in December. It is the exact same legislation that the United States Senate passed in December. Leader McConnell put these very same bills on the floor because he did not want to put the border wall in a position, then didn't mm-hmm. want to put the border wall in a position of shutting down the government. So we are passing the very same bills that the Republican-led Senate thought were a good idea in December to get the government open. All they need to do is pass those bills. They can do it by unanimous consent. They can do it in literally 10 minutes' time. send it to the president, and then he would have a choice. If he wants to continue the shutdown, then it's up to him.
High drama. We'll be watching to see what happens today. Congressman, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for the insight, and hopefully we'll talk again real soon.
Happy to do it. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.